Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that I'm your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all Road Warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And feel free to dive into the chat area, by the way, over at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. It's always the source of interesting and lively discussion. We're kind of reflecting generally and coming full circle pretty soon on the anniversary of September 11. 15 years it's been since September 11, 2001, and the sweeping changes that have been instituted as a result of the predominating permanent state of emergency mindset in which we've become inculcated, seemingly inextricably so. It's interesting, you know, as we look back on our history here in America, we have a perpetual state of war, the Long War. In our long and storied history, we've been in conflict for, well, all but perhaps 21 years of our history. The United States has been at war almost continually since 1776. In the past 240 years, we've been fighting some type of conflict for about 218 years, or a little over 90% of that time. The data in compiled in the timeline of United States military operations, which is a Wikipedia entry you can look up for yourself. Timeline of United States military operations. It is well, unbelievable. That information, which in turn used information up to 1975 from the House Committee on Foreign Affairs, and doesn't include CIA operations. So there's that as well. By most any standards, we are a bellicose nation, seemingly ready to fight or invade most anyone anytime. Certainly World War II needed to be fought, some would conjecture. However, there was the little matter, and I say little tongue-in-cheek, of the FDR administration essentially goading the Japanese into attacking Pearl Harbor. And Ralph Epperson's website, ralph-epperson.com, still, I believe, carries the image, I, I believe I was just looking real quick. Yeah. There is still, yep, the Hilo Tribune Herald front page from Hilo, Hawaii, obviously, Sunday, November 30th, 1941, which was a week before what? December 7th, 1941? Yeah, and the headline above the fold is Japan may strike over weekend. And so the looks like there are little sticky notes that were set over the image of the newspaper front page above the fold, Hilo, Hawaii newspaper, November 30th, 1941. Japan did strike December 7th, 1941, obviously. And it was called a surprise attack. So there was that little issue. Anyway, details. But how many of the other conflicts and wars, or, you know, presumptive wars we've been engaged in, the incursions and so forth, how many of them needed to be fought, and what have we gained by fighting them? We've been in a perpetual state of crisis, emergency, and conflict. Again, this concept of a bellicose nation seems to have been codified in the post 9/11 era, the era of homeland security, which used to be anathema in America. We've been in this perpetual state of crisis and emergency for 15 years now. 15 years. As we reflect, think about this. The American Revolutionary War lasted from April 1775 to September 3rd, actually, the Treaty of Paris signing, 1783, 8 years, 4 months, about half as long as we've been immersed in this perpetual state of emergency. The Civil War, or the American Civil War, or the uncivil war, as I like to call it. Some folks refer to it as the War of Northern Aggression. I say better, War of Eastern European Banking Aggression, but I digress. Lasted from April 12th, 1861 to May 9th, 1865, or 4 years and 1 month, about a quarter of the time we have been encouraged to never forget September 11th. Never forget, never forget. I like the graphic that floats around. Never forget, with the image of the Twin Towers that people show. And then over there off to the right is Building 7, and the image says forget over Building 7. Yeah, you're not supposed to remember. Building 7 collapsed for no apparent reason into its footprint. That is until what's his name? Larry Silverstein was caught mentioning that they made the decision to pull it. What does that mean? Well, he retreated from that soundbite in later interviews, but the reality of what he originally truly meant is inescapable, I would say. So 4 years and 1 month, or about a quarter of the time for the American Civil War, as compared to this perpetual state of emergency, and just, again, the codification of this bellicose ideology, seemingly ready to fight or invade anywhere, anyone, anytime. It's despicable. It's reprehensible. This is, again, in reflection of Thomas Jefferson's words. Just, again, the only word that I think amply categorizes this is anathema. Should be. This bizarre foreign policy is, it should be unacceptable. World War I, often known as the Great War, I wonder what was so great about it. from July 28th, 1914 to November 11th, 1918, 4 years, 4 months, again, about a quarter of the time we've been immersed in this perpetual state of emergency. World War II, September 1, 1939 to September 2, 1945, 6 years. Conflict is in our history. War and fighting, military conflict is in our history, but 6 years, a little less than a third of the time we've been encouraged to never forget 9/11. And what have we learned? Well, we have learned that the information the 9/11 committee had provided to it was falsified, redacted, and paltry. The real facts surrounding the investigation of the 9/11 Commission were largely withheld and doctored. The 9/11 Commission even said, essentially, its report is worthless. That's what we've learned. So we've learned that the reason that we've been plunged into this perpetual state of emergency and conflict was all a charade, a facade, a fabrication, an illusion. Why? By whom? For what purpose? Then why does this perpetual state of emergency and conflict persist if it was all based on lies? We have learned that. We've learned from Hillary Clinton herself and others that the folks that were fighting in Afghanistan are the folks we were supporting in the war against the Soviets. That's what Hillary Clinton said in her interview with Greta Van Susteren on Greta's broadcast on the record in over in Pakistan. And that was the broadcast. We play that clip all the time. I don't want to hear Hillary Clinton speak, but it was true what she said. That was a broadcast that aired July 19th, 2010. And she said when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan, we had this brilliant idea. We were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen, which of course became Al-Qaeda and the Taliban and Lashkar-e-Taiba and Al-Nusra Front and Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab and ISIS, etc., etc., etc. It's all these offshoots from Operation Cyclone, the CIA's brilliant idea, I say sardonically, to create the Mujahideen in the war against the Soviets in Afghanistan. And as the Wikipedia entry points out, the program leaned heavily towards supporting militant Islamic groups, the Wahhabist and Salafist folks who just can't get enough of fighting, are just bent on fighting. Program leaned heavily on supporting militant Islamic groups that were favored by the regime rather than other less ideological Afghan resistance groups. Why do you suppose that is? So continuing with Hillary Clinton's admission, we had this brilliant idea. We were going to come to Pakistan and create a force of Mujahideen and equip them with Stinger missiles and everything else to go after the Soviets inside Afghanistan. And we were successful. The Soviets left Afghanistan. And then we said goodbye, leaving these trained people who were fanatical in Afghanistan and Pakistan, leaving them well-armed, as Hillary Clinton said, creating a mess, frankly, that at the time we didn't really recognize. And that couldn't be further from the truth. But I digress. Continuing, she said, we were just happy to see the Soviet Union fall, and we thought, fine, we're okay. Now everything is going to be so much better. Now you look back, she said, the people we are fighting today, we were supporting in the fight against the Soviets. And to that extent, she was absolutely correct. However, to say at the time we didn't really recognize is painfully disingenuous, because it was Zbigniew Brzezinski, as Jimmy Carter's national security advisor, who stood on the Afghan-Pakistan border, the Khyber Pass, and told the Mujahideen that their cause would be right, they would get their homes, their mosques back, because God is on their side. The television clip we play of the news broadcast includes the narrator referring to them as the soldiers of God. So Zbigniew Brzezinski wanted to, you know, talk about them without revealing America's role. Why don't we want to reveal America's role? Which reminds me of Jeff Cooper's words and the ninja. When we start getting ourselves involved in these clandestine operations, we wind up in moral quagmires. Like he said, I've been criticized by referring to our federal masked men as ninja. Let us reflect upon the fact that a man who covers his face shows reason to be ashamed of what he is doing. A man who takes it upon himself to shed blood while concealing his identity is a revolting perversion of the warrior ethic. You know, speaking of that, we have entire operations that are conducted from the comfort of a Costco container, so to speak, you know. Operations like those, the drone flying operations that happen at places like Creech Air Force Base, that fly drones around the world and bomb nondescript people. And then there's the image that says something along the lines of, you know, you can go on Google Earth and see your car parked in your driveway. And the military and the government obviously have technology far beyond that. 10 years ago, GOI, the company GOI, used to be able to find their stuff at GEOEYE.com. They bragged 10 years ago about the enemy of the state type stuff. The technology that they had, GOI Inc., formerly Orbiting Image Corporation, or Orb Image, it merged with Digital Globe Corporation back in 2013. But GOI used to brag about its satellite imagery capabilities and the fact that they could identify a dinner plate from space. That was what they told the public about 10 years ago. The military and government obviously have capability far beyond that. People don't we seem to forget that light bends around the curvature of the Earth as it goes through the gravitational field. So what does that mean? Well, we think of the satellite looking down at the globe, but what about the light bending on the horizon? In other words, the satellite can look into your garage as easily as it can look down upon it, if that makes sense. So to think that the government is just accidentally, arbitrarily bombing people at wedding parties and funeral processions inadvertently is a foolish notion. And if you believe such things, you, as the image I'm referring to, are little more than a useful idiot. I mean, come on, let's not be naive. So back to Jeff Cooper's words. A man who takes it upon himself to shed blood while concealing his identity, like in a Costco container, halfway around the world while bombing folks at wedding parties and funeral processions, is a revolting perversion of the warrior ethic. It has long been my conviction, Jeff Cooper said, that a masked man with a gun is a target. I see no reason to change that view. How about a hidden man with a drone? It's sad and unfortunate. This is America today. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious.
Lots of questions. Sometimes just to put things in perspective. I don't want to get in too much trouble getting too far off track with silly little diatribes, but I made the statement recently. Might be, men who enjoy white wine well aren't men. You might be gay if you a man who drinks white wine. It's an oxymoron. It's kind of funny. And so it's meant to be a humorous statement. And so whenever I make that statement, people say, I'm sure there's someone who can challenge that notion, but someone who breaks that stereotype, which is fine. I'm not trying to make some kind of dogmatic stance on that. It's just interesting. So I always, when it's challenged, I usually say, can you imagine John Wayne saying, you know, saddling up to the bar and saying, I'll take a glass of Chablis or the house Pinot. No. So we have drifted far from, you know, in the same fashion. It's a joke, and it's obviously supposed to paint a stark contrast in what has kind of become an iconic Americana ideal, so to speak. And obviously John Wayne was an actor. But this concept of rugged individualism and, you know, never shooting your enemy in the back and those kinds of things, these are some of the central tenets that would underscore what I grew up believing was American idealism. And sure, we have a troubled and troubling past. Our history is fraught with the kind of general schizophrenia that I've talked about in recent weeks. But if we're at least honest about that and we can acknowledge it, then we can move forward perhaps. So in the same sense, can you imagine John Wayne in character walking into a bunker, a Costco container in Creech Air Force Base and encouraging young men and women to bomb people arbitrarily, in some cases, thousands of miles away, halfway around the world? It doesn't seem possible. It's vile and despicable. And the sentiments expressed by Jeff Cooper, I think it's the same concept. It's the ninja, you know. You don't show your face because it's easier to conduct war. Well, the people that get bombed in most cases are innocent people. And even those who we would say deserve to be killed by drone strike are usually manufactured enemies created by the very same intelligence apparatus that gave us Operation Cyclone, the rise of the Mujahideen. And back to that, what would you think if you were those folks, the Afghan resistance groups, who realized later that America's national security advisor, Zbigniew Brzezinski, admitted and intimated in later interviews that when the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, he called Jimmy Carter and said, "Congratulations, we've given the Soviets their Vietnam War." What would you think when you realize that both sides of the conflict in your backyard were contrived by the machinations of your presumed ally, that your people had died as a result of this contrived conflict, and that these folks had left you, abandoned you essentially, in some of your darkest moments, to fight this enemy that they had engineered? Wouldn't you be upset? We don't seem to understand these things, though. And I've heard people harping on the same rhetoric that I think David Icke does a good job of pointing out, the fact that this kind of fascist rhetoric that Donald Trump puts out is frightening. It's the same stuff that we fought against in the Second World War, presumably, but Friedrich Hayek was right in sounding the alarm, not so different as we would hope, perhaps. Stick around, we'll be right back after this short break.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you, at www.bugout.
My friend, yes, feel as they're appointed. Keep trying to tell me all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't want that use me stuff. You just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up.
My brother. Welcome back.
Sit me right down and he talks.
You know, I have said, well, pretty much from the outset of Trump's announcement that he would seek the Republican Party nomination, his entry into the bid for the presidency, that I think he has fascist tendencies, closet fascist tendencies perhaps. Maybe he doesn't even know. But, you know, one of the articles, mainstream articles, that, and there are many, that would seem to corroborate my speculation is the Weekly Standard mention of the Vanity Fair article from August of 2015. Weekly Standard article was published March 1st of 2006, but it refers to that Vanity Fair article from August of last year. And the Weekly Standard article is titled "Vanity Fair: Trump Kept a Volume of Hitler's Speeches by His Bedside." And the article opens with these words: "Of all the crazy revelations about Donald Trump, arguably the one that seems most alarming is that he has a fondness for reading Hitler's speeches. Now the charge was made by his first wife, Ivana." Someone doesn't really without digressing too far anyway. "Now the charge was made by his first wife, Ivana, relating to his divorce proceedings. But when asked about it, Trump's denial was less than reassuring." And that is, of course, a reference to the Vanity Fair article. So he was asked point blank, "Did your cousin John give you the Hitler speeches?" Trump hesitated. "Who told you that? I don't remember," the interviewer said. "Actually, it was my friend Marty Davis from Paramount who gave me a copy of Mein Kampf, and he's a Jew. I did give him a book about Hitler," Marty Davis said, "but it was My New Order, Hitler's Speeches, not Mein Kampf. I thought he would find it interesting. I am his friend, but I'm not Jewish." Later, Trump returned to the subject. "If I had these speeches, and I am not saying that I do, I would never read them." So that's interesting. The Weekly Standard article mentions now lots of ordinary people read Hitler for valid reasons, such as innocent historical fascination, but it seems particularly strange in the light of Trump's bizarre refusal to denounce David Duke, even as he apparently lies about knowing about the former KKK Grand Wizard. And if you're inclined to cruise down parts of the information superhighway where it's a good idea not to roll down the window, you'll see that Stormfront and lots of other racists think this detail is pretty significant. So anyway, that's more contrived, manufactured balkanization, divide and conquer, or divide and rule, as David Icke puts it in his interview by Luke Radowski. And we were playing that. So I want to return to a few more choice sound bites therein, again, in reflection of the 15th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. And again, I ask, what have we learned? We've been engaged in a perpetual state of, plunged into a perpetual state of emergency and conflict ever since. Now we're at a particularly delicate moment in this national election cycle. And I think David Icke makes some great points about what Donald Trump has done in kind of jumping the fence that what most would consider alternative media has constructed. And whenever the subject of alternative media comes up, I always say, remember, Kool-Aid comes in lots of flavors, not just mainstream corporate media. So I mentioned Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, Why the Worst Get on Top. That's chapter 10, titled Why the Worst Get on Top. And I mention these words often, but when we reflect on what's happening in this election cycle, I think these words are particularly lucid. So from chapter 10, Why the Worst Get on Top, Friedrich Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, he wrote, we must here return for a moment to the position which precedes the suppression of democratic institutions and the creation of a totalitarian regime. In this stage, it is the general demand for quick and determined government action that is the dominating element in the situation. dissatisfaction with the slow and cumbersome course of democratic procedure, which makes action for action's sake the goal. It is then the man or woman or the party who seems strong and resolute enough to get things done, quote unquote, who exercises the greatest appeal. Strong in this sense means not merely a numerical majority. It is the ineffectiveness of parliamentary majorities with which people are dissatisfied. Haven't we heard that message? Congress is ineffective. They're in a, you know, you think back to the founding, the American Revolutionary era, the founding era, so to speak, and the Constitution, and people would argue strongly, vehemently today that, well, you know, they didn't, the founders could not have foreseen this era of immediate information, immediate travel, and so forth, immediate communication. And so because of that, you know, we, the suggestibilists would have us believe that we have to be responsive at a moment's notice. In other words, Congress would be ineffective in declaring war because, well, a declaration of war by Congress would just take too long. It would be too long. That's what the suggestibilists would have us believe. And then in clandestine Machiavellian fashion, they would manufacture a war or a some kind of contrived conflict through the intelligence and security agencies as a justification and pretext for, you know, and evidence of the need, contrived, specious, ostensible need for the ability for the executive to, you know, declare war. But then that's exactly what folks like James Madison warned us against. It's precisely what we should expect. So we should be cautious. Okay, so strong in this sense means not merely a numerical majority. It is the ineffectiveness of parliamentary majorities with which people are dissatisfied. What they will seek is somebody with such solid support as to inspire confidence that he or she can carry out whatever he or she wants. It is here that the new type of party, organized on military lines, comes in. This is precisely where it begins to sound eerily similar to Hitler and Donald Trump's speeches, in fact. So with that in mind, let's go back for a moment here to Luke Radowski's recent interview of David Icke. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
You know, when he started coming out and saying he was going to build a wall to keep immigrants out and he was going to ban all Muslims and all this, I noticed very clearly that when there were terrorist attacks, say in Europe, what the alternative media have become well known for and brilliant at is dissecting the official story of the terrorist event to show us actually it's a manufactured problem reaction solution to justify more police state and more control and surveillance. But what I'm seeing now since this Trump period began is that a lot of that's gone out the window. Now, terrorist events are not being dissected in the way they were before by this particular area of the alternative media anyway. They're being used as a means to bash Muslims and to cast all Muslims with the actions of a few. And it's quite not disturbing, but it's, I find it very unpleasant to see videos from alternative researchers talking about the hate of Islam and the way it's a hate religion. And they're delivering those videos with absolute hatred in their eyes and in their face. And what I'm sure many people who've kind of followed the alternative media, I'm sure many of them are a bit confused about what's going on. it's not the way anything's going to change, because what they're doing is becoming that which they've claimed to be exposing. They're becoming the polarity. They're becoming the means for divide and rule instead of bringing people together. And this situation has actually come about most demonstrably since Trump came on the scene. And the idea that he is someone who is not part of the establishment. I mean, please, you become a billionaire in real estate and casinos and all these things without being part of the establishment. You depend on the banking system to do what you do, and you're not part of the establishment. You interact all your life with these pillars of this this hidden hand in all its forms, and you're not part of the establishment. I mean, here's a question. It's very clear now, obvious from even emails, that the Democratic hierarchy stitched up the nomination for Hillary Clinton and made sure that Bernie Sanders was not going to get it. Do we really believe that if the Republican establishment, despite the rhetoric of a few people, didn't want Trump, that he would have gone through that entire process and come out as the nomination? I mean, it's ridiculous. Those two people were chosen to run against each other before the whole process started. So how does that square with Donald Trump being this man on the white horse who's coming in to challenge the establishment? How does it square with Donald Trump talking about Edward Snowden in terms of not only is he a bad man for revealing these things that the public need to know about surveillance and the NSA, but words to the effect of, and basically execution is still legal. This is a man who's challenging the establishment. His foreign policy for quote ISIS is to baby, what was his words, basically bomb the shit out of him. This is a man that parts of the alternative media are pushing for president on the basis that this is going to be transformative and stop the expansion of this new world order global state. It's ridiculous. And why it's happening, there's probably many reasons for it, but it's it borders, for me, it borders on the embarrassing for the alternative media.
It's embarrassing, but it also has a way of showing people who really is in the game, because this regression, as you called it, like we've been talking about last night, is massive. It's expansive. We went from people saying the system is rigged, don't vote for the lesser of two evils, to saying, well, let's trust the system. Well, he's a little bit less evil. Let's put all of our faith and energy into this. And that media power, the media is one of the most important tools. And we are finally coming up underneath the ashes. We are finally coming up and actually making a significant difference. But a large portion of us have regressed back into the old paradigm of divide and conquer. And it's not only with the establishment, it's not only with the system. It also has to do with race, with Black Lives Matter versus White Lives Matter. It has to do with sex, with feminists versus men's rights. It also has to do with religion, with Muslims versus Christians and Catholics. This divide, which is being pushed on all of us, is dividing and conquering all of the people. Meanwhile, the very people who control everything on the top, they're just laughing. And the people who were fighting it originally, they're playing into it. Yeah. And it's like, what the hell? We were getting so far. We're making such a significant difference in this world with that alternative media. But if you can, David, talk about the kind of a larger infighting that's happening, because we don't want infighting. We want to bring humanity together, because all of us here on this world together, we could create a better, amazing place, but it's up to all of us to put our differences aside, understand each other, and move forward. And that's not happening. And with the power of media, with more biased information, with more kind of propaganda, which ultimately information is, which you select and choose, we're going in an opposite direction. Talk about the problem of this huge divide and conquer happening all over the internet right now.
Well, the thing is, the number of people in full knowledge of what they're doing in terms of pushing the world into this global fascist dictatorship, as this global police state where the less than 1% dictate to everyone else and the police state hold that status quo, which is what I call the Hunger Games society. The people that are actually in knowledge and full knowledge of what they're doing is so small, they have to divide and conquer and play off against each other the target population. I mean, one way of doing that, for instance, is to put some of the target population in uniform to keep the target, rest of the target population in place, dictated by the laws of the less than 1% ultimately.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
To Luke Radowski's recent interview of David Icke. As I said earlier, I'm not necessarily a fan of either one per se, but there are some lucid observations in this interview, and then a regression, ironically, as David Icke would put it. But we'll table that for now and conclude with just a couple of final moments real quick. These last remarks that I mentioned in the first hour. Go ahead with that, please.
But when you look around society, you see all these fault lines that are there waiting to be exploited. As you say, religion is a classic, playing religions off against each other, playing races off against each other, playing income brackets off against each other. And the alternative media, in its most effective way and expression, should be realizing that anything that divides is serving that which they say they're challenging. So to play a part in adding to that division is not least through black and white and Muslims and non-Muslims and many other things, is actually doing the very opposite and serving the same force that they've spent all these years saying they were challenging. The alternative is not division, but it's coming together. One of the things
That's what I wanted to squeeze that in. Anyway, from there, I would say, now here's the caveat. Beware the nihilists, and most especially the accidental nihilists. Don't be one of those. Don't be a nihilist per se, and don't be an accidental nihilist. At least the intentional nihilist is purposeful and intentional, obviously. The accidental nihilist, on the other hand, well, I would refer you to the allegedly spurious letter of Albert Pike, or by Albert Pike to Giuseppe Mazzini back in 1871, outlining three world wars. Remember, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantages of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between political Zionism and political Islam. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, provoke a formidable social cataclysm, et cetera, et cetera. Remember those words? Back to that. So there is a regression after those words in the David Icke, Luke Radowski interview to a level of particular level of nihilism to deconstruct everything in glasnost fashion. It is, well, as I always say, beware the glasnost effect, comrades, remember? So in this case, the glasnost effect is the effectual controlled demolition of all establishmentarian moorings, including those we shouldn't abandon, effectively throwing out the baby with the bathwater, as it were, in true glasnost fashion, with a little the secret esoteric new agey universe dust, name it, claim it nonsense mixed in with it. So that plays right into the World War III plot outlined in Pike's letter to Mazzini. Hopefully it was informative. As always, it's an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you on the other side.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.